This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We'll move on to our next segment. The world economy is growing, and the actual globe is shrinking with more international connectivity online and in person than ever before. More students from the U.S. and other countries are taking advantage of growth in foreign exchange programs. But it's not just the students who find a benefit. Host families are also taking advantage of these new opportunities. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss international student exchange programs are Northern Ohio Field Director with Youth for Understanding USA, Jamie Witham. Jamie's on the phone. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi, thanks for having us.
We've got Lakota West High School student Alexis Parker, who studied in Japan and now volunteers with Youth for Understanding USA. Welcome, Alexis.
Hello.
WGUC host of Sunday Baroque, Suzanne Bona. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, thanks.
And Nora Braun, an exchange student from Vienna, Austria, who is staying with Suzanne while studying at Turpin High School. Welcome, Nora.
Hi, thank you.
If you have questions or comments or want to share a story about a time you went away or hosted a student from abroad, give us a call, 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and try to get some of those into the show as well. Jamie, let's start with you. Explain to us what your program is and what those opportunities are for students.
Well, thanks for asking and thanks again for having us. This is It's something that's near and dear to me. My family stumbled upon the opportunity to host students starting back in 1998. And so now, in my paid position with the students, I'm seeing a lot of kids coming on program that weren't even born when we first started doing this. So things have changed a little bit over that time. But what the program works to do is we work to try to create global unity one student at a time, one global experience at a time. And so we're looking for families who would like to host high school exchange students. All of our students are between 15 and 18 when they come through. And then we also work to find American students like Alexis who are brave enough to go out of their little box here in the States and explore the world on their own. And so we look for families to host the kids coming in. We look for students to go out, and then our partner countries find families to host them. And then we also, Youth for Understanding is one of the very last volunteer-structured programs. And so we also look for Americans or people in the U.S. who are globally interested and work with teens and want to be part of the program and provide some of the background work to help make things happen.
And Jamie, when raising teenagers, you may be concerned when they stay out a little bit too late, but now we're talking about sending our kids abroad for an extended period of time. So what type of student and family do you really need in order to make this a successful match for the program? Just like what type of attributes do these kids need in terms of their maturity?
Well, Alexis can answer to that because she is one of our successful alumni. She went abroad on her own and had a great experience. But basically, we're looking for kids who want to be globally minded. We're not every kid has to be a top scholar. Not every kid has to already have done some abroad. We're looking for kids that are just interested in trying it out and taking that step. So in order to apply to go out on a study abroad program, we have more than 600 different programs available, everything from three-week programs up to 10-month outbound programs. We have programs that are very specific in what you can experience. We have a really interesting arts and dance program in Lithuania that isn't available anywhere else. And then we also have programs where if you're older, if you're more to the graduate or getting close to graduating from high school, they can go and do volunteer work. They still stay with a host family, but they can do volunteer work in Thailand and down in Malaysia. I know it has a volunteer program. So there's a lot of different things. We just want American teens who are willing and interested to step outside of their comfort zone and be part of something bigger.
Alexis, you went to Japan. How long did you spend there?
I spent about 6 to 7 weeks there.
Did you feel like you were ready to leave the nest and go overseas by yourself for a while?
I was. I would say that I was a little surprised by how much I did miss my family back at home, but I also did have a very supportive host family as well, so I did feel right at home when I was there.
Why did you choose Japan?
I chose Japan because I've always had a fascination with the Japanese culture, and I knew when I found out about Youth for Understanding's program, I knew that it'd be a really good fit for me, and I made also a lot of friends in Japan as well as friends from around the United States that I never would have been able to meet.
What were the most interesting parts of Japanese culture that maybe you weren't aware of before you went over?
I think generally the whole school experience, school in the United States versus the school system in Japan, is very different. But it was also very interesting to be able to experience what it's like going to school in two different countries.
So what did you study while you were there? Was it just traditional schooling like you have here, or were the subjects different?
Yes, it was about the same, except everything was more geared towards what's going on more in Japan, which, because I was in Japan, everything was more geared towards that. But unfortunately, I didn't really get to pick the subjects. I was almost more like a shadow, but I did have a classroom while I was there, and I kind of followed more of what my classroom did.
So you said you missed your family, and that surprised you how much you missed them. What were your families concerned about sending you abroad before this all took place?
I think mostly it was safety. For me, I felt safe all the time when I was there, and my host family also helped me with ways to definitely stay safe in Japan, but I think definitely safety.
And we have a student from the opposite experience, someone who has come to America as a student. Nora Braun is from Vienna, Austria, and is currently attending Turpin High School. How did you end up here?
It's an interesting story. Well, I didn't really have a pick to come to Cincinnati. I got matched with Susie and Ron, and that's how I ended up here. But, the United States, my dad loves the U.S. a lot. So does my mom. So we've been on vacation here. And I just kind of got that kind of love from my dad for the U.S. And I've always wanted to live here to experience how people just live, how the everyday life is, and just get a closer and bigger experience. So that's how I ended up here.
So you're actually spending a whole school year here. What's life like for you as an American student compared to your experience in Europe?
I would say it's different by a lot. I got involved with a lot of sports. I did basketball and track. So having practice every day was different, and it took up much of my time, but I didn't mind it because I loved both sports. And just life has a different pace, I would say, and just a lot of spending time with friends on the weekends and just hanging out, and it's a good time.
And Suzanne, we love listening to you on Sundays from next door at WGUC, and you got involved in this program. Why?
Well, it was also sort of a happy accident because I ran into a friend and colleague, another musician, Phil Clary, who has had a number of exchange students over the year. We literally just ran into him in a Kroger one day, and he had just received his fifth or sixth exchange student from Germany, a young guy from who'd had only been in town for 4 days. And he started telling us about YFU and everything. And I my husband happened to be with me, and I said, I'd love to do that sometime. And Phil said, really? And I looked at my husband, and my husband nodded his head, and we just decided that it was worth pursuing. We don't have children either, which I think is probably the one thing that surprises our friends and family when we went, made this leap of faith to bring a 16-year-old girl into our home. Some people said we were thrown into the deep end of the pool.
And have you been?
Yes, but only in good ways.
Okay.
This has been a really wonderful experience for us. We love Nora, and we felt very comfortable with Nora on paper as well as Nora in person. We really just sort of bonded pretty quickly, and we've really enjoyed being parents, and we're going to miss her.
Well, what are you gaining from this? Because that's kind of how we push this mm-hmm. segment for people to listen mm-hmm. in on was, sure, we know it must be exciting to be a student and to go abroad and study, but somebody's got to host these kids.
Exactly.
And so what are the benefits that you're experiencing from that side?
Well, I love to travel, for one thing. And, I look back at this experience at YFU, and I think, darn, how come I didn't sign up to be an exchange student myself when the time was there? But what we get out of it, or what we have gotten out of it, or what we hope to get out of it, was to help cultivate in a young person the same love for travel, culture, having that exchange, the cultural exchange, if you will, that we enjoy and appreciate so much. We really are high on that. That is really important to us. And I feel as though we've also made a lovely connection with Nora's parents. We've met her dad a couple of times. Her parents came to visit a couple of weeks ago. And so that's really what has been in it for us. We feel like we've made what I hope will be a lifelong relationship, and maybe influenced Nora's future and shown her some things in Cincinnati and introduced her to some American experiences that she might not have otherwise had.
Jamie, America is a large country, just geographically. And it seems that, you know, this is anecdotal, but it seems that most of us just get the opportunity to go visit other states. Our vacations are somewhere else across the country. How important do you think it is for Americans, particularly younger Americans, to experience different cultures in another country? If we've lost Jamie, then I think that's a fair question.
Nope, I'm here.
Okay,
sorry.
Hello, Jamie.
Here I am. Sorry, I'm a pro at hitting my mute button and then not remembering that I've hit my mute button.
That's okay. We had a similar problem in the control room not moments ago.
Thank you. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but we could all look this up online. There's a very small percentage of Americans who own passports. It's a higher number in the border states. We have, you know, a lot of people in New York or Texas, California that have passports because they travel back and forth perhaps for work. But the percentage of U.S. citizens who actually have international passports and travel internationally is extremely small. And I tell the kids, like Suzanne said, she was never an exchange student. I was never an exchange student. It never even crossed my radar, and now, of course, in hindsight, I wish it had. What a great thing. My son was an exchange student. He took advantage of my connection to the program, and he did a summer in Greece when he was 16, and I was so glad to be able to provide that experience for him. There's a lot of American families that look at the global picture, and they just say, oh, I could never let my child leave and go to another country. But that's what these other parents in other countries are saying, but yet they're still sending their kids. The idea of global travel is a lot more prevalent in other countries than it is here in the U.S. And part of that reason is because the U.S. is so big. We have plenty of beautiful things and interesting things to go see right here in our own country. And I'm sure that Nora can attest to this. Her family probably has done quite a bit of traveling throughout Europe. And when people talk to the European kids and they say, oh, yes, I've been to Switzerland and France and Poland and Czech Republic, and they go to all these places, it's really no different than you and I here in Ohio going to West Virginia or Michigan or Pennsylvania or Indiana. The states in the U.S., there's almost exactly the same number of states in the U.S. as there are countries in Europe. And so any traveling that anybody can do, I think, opens their horizons and broadens their perspectives. I have friends, grown friends, who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, that have almost never left the state of Ohio. And so,
Jamie, we've got to leave it there. We appreciate that perspective very much. I think we've learned a lot from everyone and their experience. It sounds like all of you would recommend that this is something people pursue.
Most definitely.
Okay, well, my thanks to Jamie, Suzanne, Alexis, and Nora for joining us for this segment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.